USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development Xochitl Torres-Small says the initiative goes hand in hand with the Biden administration's plans for a new economic opportunity in an area that's been in transition as the timber industry shrinks.
It's a great opportunity for economic diversification. And one of the things I love about this project is it really is driven by partners on the ground.
She credits Southeast Conference, a regional civic and industry group, as hatching the idea. Executive Director Robert Venables says the investment will go to good use.
One of the things we're trying to do is help support the industry and identify what their needs are. And it's come to the forefront that a facility that can help, especially the smaller entities, have a place to do processing, storage, shipping, aggregating, any number of things, but they don't have the means to do their own individual construction of facilities.
Venables says the idea is to create a co-op facility that would be shared by a number of mariculture firms. Matthew Scaletta owns Wildfish Cannery in Klawak.
We're like a craft seafood cannery.
He says Wildfish isn't canning mariculture products at the moment, but they're looking to get into the sector.
We are hoping to be a value-added producer for mariculture products. I guess part of our business plan going into the future is to work more of these products into our lineup.
It's all very preliminary, but Scaletta says he could see his company adding 5 to 10 jobs by expanding their business to the new facility. Marcos Shear runs Seagrove Kelp, a mariculture outfit with a nursery in Ketchikan and a seaweed farm on the west side of Prince of Wales Island. He also chairs Southeast Conference's Seafood and Maritime Committee.
Yeah, I think this is really an exciting time for mariculture in Alaska and the development of sustainable, non-extractive economic opportunities for coastal Alaskans. I think this represents part of a really interesting and terrific paradigm shift.
Venables says the $500,000 boost will pay for engineering work, community engagement, utility work, and other prep to get ready for construction. He says Southeast Conference is planning to help tap into funding from the recently passed federal infrastructure bill to help make the facility happen. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.